1971, Rules for Radicals. There can be no darker or more devastating tragedy than the death of man's faith in himself and in his power to direct his future. It is impossible to conceive of a world devoid of power. The only choice of concepts is between organized and unorganized power. The Prince was written by Machiavelli for the haves to hold on to power. Rules for Radicals is written for the have-nots on how to take it away. In a nutshell, radicals need to understand the nature of power if they are ever to see their aims materialize. In a similar vein, Mohandas K. Gandhi, Autobiography. Emma Goldman, Anarchism and Other Essays. Naomi Klein, No Logo. Nelson Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. And Henry David Thoreau, Civil Disobedience. Chapter 3. Saul Alinsky. The McCarthy era and its witch hunt for communists decimated the ranks of American radicals. Yet it did not stop the disillusionment that America's young felt in the 1960s about politicians and institutions and the materialistic lives their parents seemed to lead. To the young, the world as it was ordered made no sense and was full of injustice. Yet when Saul Alinsky heard people saying they wanted a better world, this pioneering community organizer felt like asking, exactly what kind of world, and how would you achieve it? He wrote Rules for Radicals, a pragmatic primer for realistic radicals, for people who were committed to real change, not merely to talking about a world of peace and love. Equality, justice, peace, cooperation, opportunities for education, meaningful employment, and health are all worth fighting for, but they are not achieved easily. The significant changes in history have been made by revolutions, Alinsky asserts. But in their haste for change, radicals rarely understand the mechanics of mass movements and revolutionary change. It was this gap that Rules for Radicals aimed to fill. There are certain central concepts of action in human...